Spending a decent amount of time this morning talking about this cell phone message that your dad got, what, Friday night at 10:30?
Yeah.
From some dude professing his love to some woman named Lisa, including, well, what may or may not be an official proposal. Here it is.
I want you to be my wife.
Not the funniest part of the song, but the part of the song that makes us wonder if your dad's under any obligation to call him back and say, you know, explain the whole deal. You know, tell him what's up. Funniest part of the song was
7 to 17, they had me in juvie, 23, been to the penitentiary. It is crazy, but baby, I promise I love you so much. Do me a favor, pick up your phone, call 573.
Okay. So what do you think? If somebody calls and leaves a message, I mean, obviously the wrong phone number. Is it possible that your dad is...
My dad is codenamed Lisa.
Yes, and maybe a transvestite or something like that.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Transvestites usually don't have mustaches.
Well, maybe he's wearing that mustache to throw you off.
It's a fake mustache.
Have you tugged on it?
It's pretty realistic.
Have you tugged on it?
I've patted it.
You need to tug on it. I've patted it. God, that's weird even for you, dude. What do you think? Would you call him back?
Gosh, are you kidding? I'd have a heyday with that.
Yeah?
I'd hand out his number to all my friends. And girls and guys. Because I think that guy was trying to act like Prince, and I'd call back and say, hey, Prince. Yes, yes. And have them all say yes, and then let them think he was drunk calling everybody. Because more than likely, that's probably what he was doing.
But did he sound that drunk in the call, though?
What idiot would do that sober? Come on.
An idiot in love.
I would pass out the number to 25 people and have them all call and mess with his head. I think it'd be funny.
That's very sweet of you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. 539-9750 or 238-0975. If someone calls you mistakenly and then leaves a message proposing their love and, well, even proposing marriage to you.
Baby carriage, even.
Did he mention baby carriage? I don't think so.
Juvie, but no baby carriage.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you call somebody back if they do something like that on the wrong number?
I was just curious. Does Chris's dad's voicemail say anything, or does it just have, like, the phone number, the computerized voice saying,
you've reached Lisa. Please leave me a romantic song.
No, it's a lady saying that this is Barry's voicemail.
Huh. Okay.
So that, yeah, the guy would obviously know this is Barry's voicemail. Yeah. If he listened to the voicemail.
If he listened to the message, you know, he would have been like, oh, dude, this is the wrong number.
Yeah, because I'm thinking...
I'm making a complete ass of myself.
Yeah, he was black. He was focused in on the song. He wasn't paying attention to the voicemail. That's my theory on that.
Yeah, he was probably so drunk. He's like, okay, I've got it all wrote down on this piece of bar napkin. I've got it all planned out. I'm going to sing it to her.
And it's going to work. He's going to win her.
It's going to do it. And now that he's on the radio, everybody's going to hear it.
Hey, he's a star today. He should be very, he should be very happy.
Chris,
what's with your dad being too cool to leave his own voicemail message?
I don't know. He probably didn't know how to figure out how to do it.
Can you do this for me?
That doesn't sound like my dad.
I'll work on that impression. Okay. Thanks for calling in. If somebody calls and you know, you're not expecting it, obviously, because, well, your dad's not Lisa, they leave the wrong message. They leave something, you know, like this.
I want you to be my wife.
But whoops, that wasn't meant for you. Do you call him back?
I wouldn't call him back.
And why not?
Because if the relationship was, you know, if he had any relationship in the first place, he would have known to dial the right number in the first place.
But it's not like, you know, he meant to.
Maybe he has, like, a really hard time keeping his hands still when he dials, and you just hit the wrong
button. But anyway, what kind of moron leaves a message like that anyway?
What do you mean? Proposing
to
someone?
Yeah, if he's going to propose, he should have the balls to propose face-to-face instead of proposing on a damn phone.
But when you're singing, you know, it's
he's not that good.
He's singing and rapping. Who does that?
Yeah, he's not that good on the phone singing, so could you imagine what he'd be like in person?
Oh, God, it'd be William Hung times 12.
I think 12 is about the right number.
Yeah.
To multiply William Hung by for that. Nice. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome,
We'll see you later. What do you think? If somebody calls you and it wasn't intended for you, they leave a message professing their love, and they want to marry you and everything, what do you do?
Hey, man, I'd call that guy back and just be like, yeah, Lisa and I were sleeping. What'd you need?